Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, June 6, 2022. Stand up for your country. So I'm on round two of promoting Killing the Killers, and I proudly say it's the number one book in the world right now, and it makes a great gift for Father's Day. And I have to do, in order to market the book, hundreds of radio interviews with talk stations across the country. And I like doing them. It's just that it becomes chaotic because I have to do the television program and a lot of other things. But I'm not whining about it. I mean, obviously, when you deal with a success like Killing the Killers, you have a responsibility to the publisher and to everybody to market the book as best you can. So it's interesting because when I do these interviews on a radio, it's not all about the book. Some questions about the book, but they're everybody wants to know one thing. This is a constant question from Seattle to Key West, from San Diego to Bangor, Maine, okay? Why is the country in such dire trouble? That's the question. Everybody wants one word answer. Incompetence. That is the one word I give it. And that's laying on President Biden and his administration. And to prove my point, we're going to talk about the border today. Get a pen and pad. I got some unbelievable stats for you. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So number one, since President Biden took office in January 2021, about 4 million illegal foreign nationals have entered the USA. Now, you've heard the progressives say no one is illegal. All right. You may be legal in Honduras, but if you don't have papers to come to the USA, you're here illegally. 4 million in less than a year and a half. And that data comes to us from the Customs and Border Patrol. It's stunning. Number two, the Center for Immigration Studies says that the total number of foreign-born people in the USA is 47 million. That is the highest number ever in modern American history. 47 million. That is, 14% of the entire population is now foreign-born. And it is increased under President Biden by 132,000 a month. Again, another record. And we're talking about going back when immigration formally started, not in the 19th century when anybody could come here. So again, why is this happening? Why is the Biden administration not enforcing the law on the border, in fact, enabling people to come here illegally, putting them on jet planes and flying them all over the country so they can be resettled when they shouldn't be here? Why? Now, there are a lot of theories, I understand. And if you say, well, it's a demographic play to increase the power of the Democratic Party, which most people believe, then you are into replacement theory and you're a racist. So the progressive media has cleverly turned that demographic profile into a racist play. Oh, that's the replacement theory. Not quite. Okay, you're not replacing, you're enhancing by allowing everybody who wants to come to the United States to get residency. You're enhancing the foreign-born population. Not replacing, you're enhancing. And of course, that's what's happening. You can't deny it. No honest person could. So the numbers are staggering, but you won't see those numbers that I just gave you on the network news. You won't see it. Or in the major urban newspapers. They're not going to do it. Now, attached to that is the Summit of the Americas, which began today in Los Angeles, California. The Summit of the Americas. Wow. So Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, and Uruguay are what countries are not on the list? How about Mexico, Honduras, and Bolivia? I'll tell you why in a moment. So all those countries come to discuss, big meeting. Believe me, they'll run up a huge tab, not on us, their home countries, they got to pay. All right. And they're going to talk about climate change. That's number one. Trade, number two. And migration, number three. Climate change, number one. So President Biden won't get there till Wednesday, and he's going to do the Jimmy Kimmel show. So on Thursday, I will have analysis of Biden Kimmel. I'm looking forward to that. Hosting now is our pal, Vice President Harris. All right, so Vice President Harris is there. Now, Obrador of Mexico, the most important president beside Biden, he's not coming. He's not going to come. Why? Nobody really knows. He says because Cuba and Nicaragua aren't invited. Two totalitarian human rights violators. They weren't invited, so Obrador is not coming. But that's not why Obrador is not coming. Obrador knows he's the source of many of our problems in America. Now, Biden and Harris not going to confront him. But this is an insult to Joe Biden. He doesn't even know it. Biden doesn't even know by Obrador not showing up, Obrador is insulting Biden because Biden called him. Then come on, you got to come on up. No, you're not going to invite Cuba. I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things about Mexico. As you know, about 90% of illegal immigration stems from Mexico, comes across the southern border. Now, I'm not counting the visa overstays. I'm not counting that. I'm just talking to people who are illegally walking across. About 90%. So Obrador knows that. Under Trump, that stopped because Obrador was forced to put the Mexican military on the northern border and the southern border. Or Trump said he was going to designate the cartels, the Mexican drug cartels, as terror groups and wipe them out. And Obrador did not want that. I wonder why. The other thing, and this is very important, Mexico has the most stringent gun laws in the hemisphere. Did you know that? You're an American, you get caught with a gun down there, you're going to jail, and not a nice jail. We had a big thing I did years ago, and an American Marine who got into Mexico, somehow he said he didn't know, he had a rifle, they put him in jail. Yeah, the most stringent gun laws in the hemisphere. Yet every criminal in Mexico has a gun, and a big gun, a big gun. So does that comport to the United States? Yeah. You can have all the strict gun bans and laws and this and that, but the criminal's still going to get them. Okay? Are we all hearing this? That's not to say each state shouldn't have sane public safety laws. Each state should. I don't want people running around with ARs in New York City. I'm sorry. 8.5 million people jammed in. ARs, no. But in Wyoming, when the cops can't protect you because it's too vast and there are too few people, I'd have an AR. Let the states decide. But these progressive, oh, yeah, we're going to ban this and ban. How's it working in Chicago, huh? You ban everything. Oh, it's just so annoying to me. But anyway, back to Obrador. I think he's corrupt. I think you're going to see it because he doesn't want to touch the cartels. And the cartels run the people smuggling operations. That's second to their drug operations. They charge these poor people to come up to the northern border and get across. Obrador doesn't want to interfere with their business. It's not hard to wipe out the Mexican cartels. Trump was that close to doing it. And the reason he didn't do it is because Obrador put the troops on the border and that stopped the mass migration in his last year in office. I know this because I was involved with this and you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, the situation now is Obrador is not showing up because he doesn't want to solve the problem. And the problem is getting worse by the day on the southern border. And Americans know it. Even the LA Times, even the uber-liberal LA Times, and I wrote a message of the day today about how that newspaper is just about out of business because they're so insane. That's on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you read it. You don't have to be a premium or concierge member to read the messages. You just go there and read them. Every morning we have them up. Anyway, the LA Times says this about Kamala Harris, who's in charge of border security. Quote, the lack of travel is a reminder of what some observers see as ambivalence from Harris toward a high-profile issue that is politically fraught at home and challenging abroad as she embarks Monday on a week of diplomacy at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The lack of travel is Kamala hasn't been down there. She went once. All right, she went once to the border and then once to El Salvador, I believe, for a couple of hours. She doesn't want any part of this because she doesn't know what to do. All right, so do we have it now? It is just absolutely an impossible situation that's getting worse, and Biden is not going to solve it. So let's bring in. Guest knows much about this as anybody. Stephen Camerata is the director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, and we cited some of Steve's research. He joins us now from Washington. First of all, I went over a lot of stuff. Did I get anything wrong or anything that's not in the proper perspective?
One thing, I don't think you said it necessarily wrong, but just to clear one thing up, in terms of illegal immigration now coming into the United States, it does look like it's coming through Mexico, but the vast majority of people encountered at the border is the new word. The old word was apprehensions. But either way, people slipping in, people not slipping in, people being released in the United States, overwhelmingly not from Mexico now. If we had had this conversation 10, 15 years ago, overwhelmingly Mexico, not anymore. They're coming from everywhere.
Everywhere in a car. Right. And they make their deals with the cartels, with some of them are private deals, some of them are public, some of them are extortion, some of them are shaken down. There's poor people, and there's affluent people, too, trying to get in, as you point out. But it all comes through Mexico. And Trump pretty much stopped it, did he not?
Yes. Trump faced his own border crisis, and they weren't sure what to do, but they implemented some big things that changed it. In turn, one thing they did, one of the things that happens at the border is if someone's not from Mexico, the ability of us to send them back immediately is limited. Mexico doesn't have to take them back, right? Even though they came through Mexico. Trump pressured Mexico, threatening the trade relationship. He got them, for example, to do a lot more to interdict people through their country. They don't have much incentive as long as they're heading to the United States, but he helped change that. The other big thing he implemented, there were some smaller things. One of the big things he helped implement was a policy called Remain in Mexico. That's the colloquial term, which said if you want to apply for asylum, you have to wait in Mexico at least for your initial hearing. What's happened since then, and that greatly curtailed people, because remember this, the vast majority of people who apply at the border, which is now in the hundreds of thousands every year, they don't qualify. They just do it because they know the system is overwhelmed, so that they'll be released into the United States, whereas the Biden administration is doing, and then they've basically got in. The goal isn't to get asylum. The goal is just to be released into the United States.
Of course, to get here any way they can. They're prepped on what to say and what to do. Now, the why of it. Do you have a why? You must have thought about this, Steve. I mean, you got a guy coming in, Biden, the first day he knocks out the Remain in Mexico policy, the first day Obrador pulls the army from both borders. I mean, I know, I believe Obrador is corrupt, all right? And that you're going to see that down the road. But Biden, does he want this chaos? You think the man wants this? Because it's reflecting badly on him.
Right. What's happened, I think, within the Democratic Party is, although there were people within the party and still are, obviously voters in the Democratic Party, but even members who are in Congress who want laws enforced, they don't necessarily favor what is effectively an open border. But the party itself is sort of captive to its own ideology here. So it's and they just haven't thought it out. It's always been the case that if you send out the word, the law is not going to be enforced, you get a lot more violation of the law. We saw that when President Clinton years ago said, okay, we're not going to send people back from Haiti. 100,000 people showed up on the beach in Haiti. almost right away building boats to try to float over to the United States. He hadn't thought it through. So then he had to make an announcement. Hey, we're not going to have that policy. We are going to stop people at sea.
But surely
but
now,
the same here.
Surely yeah. now with the Biden administration on the skids, and every poll says it, and immigration's right behind the economy as far as annoying the American people and more than that, surely now you might make a course correction, right?
Right. But the problem is, what would you have to do? Well, you'd have to implement something like remain in Mexico. They don't want to do that. They think it's harsh. You'd have to hold more people at the border. Well, again, they don't want to do it. It seems harsh. You'd have to send people home immediately. They don't want to do that. They are not enforcing the laws within the United States. There's been a dramatic decline. We used to deport over 100,000 people a year in the United States. Now we're getting down to the teens in terms of thousands. They're not even deporting criminal aliens anymore because, again, they thought that was harsh. So the ideological sort of, let's just, for lack of a better term, open borders people in the Democratic Party are in the driver's seat, and they and Biden, I don't know.
They're going to go down with the ship then.
Yes.
They're all going to go down with it.
Stand up to him.
Right. They're not going to do anything. They're going to blow up in November. There'll probably be a Republican president in 24. Biden's not going to be able to run again. They're just not. They're going to continue the insanity and go down with the ship. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just they have no way of thinking it through. They can't say, well, look, we want to be fair and open, but we do have to enforce law, so we're going to adopt some of these policies. Obviously, we want to deport criminal aliens. We can't release. Remember, they didn't want to publicize this. They've released 250,000 individuals and those in family units at the border since he's takeover. And that's, we know that because of a lawsuit Texas filed. They've also released 150,000 unaccompanied minors. So, you know, you're getting close to 1 million people purposefully released. We're not talking about people slipping past the Border Patrol. These are people purposely released. And they would need to stop doing things like that because every migrant knows the chance, even if you get caught, of making it in the U.S. is very high. And so we're at a situation now where they've just done so much to encourage it. They'd have to reverse those policies.
And they're not going
to
do it.
They just don't want to.
And narcotics as well, because the narcotics flow is tenfold what it was under Trump because of the open borders. And because all the Border Patrol are so overwhelmed by the numbers of people, they can't do the narcotics interdiction. They don't care about that either, I guess.
Right. So one reason why that happens is in the old days when it was people from Mexico, we could turn them around and Mexico would take them back immediately. When it's someone's not from Mexico, there's a whole elaborate process. A huge fraction of these people are applying for asylum. The unaccompanied children, we have to try to find a family member in the United States. All that information has to be collected. It takes somewhere around 3 to 5 times as long to process those people as it did in the old days when it was just someone from Mexico. And so many agents are off the line now. It's much easier for drug runners and, of course, drug dealers to come across, or anybody doing anything that they want illegally. And so it's all sort of building on itself.
All right, Steve, we really appreciate it. Keep us posted on the worsening situation, and it will get worse. Thanks again for helping us out tonight.
Let's go
to the polling. And look, I'm going to run this down real fast because everybody knows that the Biden administration of polling is terrible. It's record lows for a guy in office 17 months. So this is an ABC News poll, 542 adults, very low sample, 28 Democrat, 26 Republican, 40 independent. First question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Biden is handling inflation? Approve 28, disapprove 71. Who are the 28 that approve Biden? It's 11%. It was 1.4 under Trump. But 28% approve of the way Biden's handling inflation? Who? If you know anyone, please, bill@billoreilly.com. Just tell me who they are. Second question, do you approve of the way Biden's handling gas prices? Again, 35% approve. They've doubled. Gas prices have doubled under Biden. 64% disapprove. Gun violence? Approved 37, disapproved 62. Taxes approved 37, disapproved 61. Abortion approved 41, disapproved 58. That's an interesting number there. And crime approved 38, disapproved 61. If you approve of the way Biden's handling crime, why? Crime is terrible. It's awful. All right, gas prices, as I said, doubled since Biden has taken office. What more do you need to know? Putin did it. No. Much of that, perhaps most of the price rise, was before Putin. Here's a same poll, ABC News. What about gun violence? All right, so the question is, what do you think should be a higher priority right now? Enacting new laws to try to reduce gun violence, 70%, protecting a right to own a wide variety of guns, 29%. Okay, but that question is so general. I'm not surprised by that. I mean, everybody wants gun violence to be reduced, I think. And I don't think that Americans should be allowed to have bazookas or mortars. You can put the little thing in and fire on your neighbor. But each state, as I said at the top, they have to regulate what the public safety situation is in the state. Montana is different than Philadelphia. Okay. Weekend of violence. This picks up on what we were reporting last week. And I hope you guys, and I know you appreciate the hard work my staff does, gathering all of this information every night, information you'll never hear on the network or cable broadcasts. And my message of the day tells you that today, but I hope you guys appreciate and will spread the word about BillO'Reilly.com. And if you're watching on a certain television or listening on the radio, please spread the word. All right, so according to the Gun Violence Archive, which studies guns in the USA, a mass shooting is defined as an incident in which four or more people are injured by bullets. Okay? Over the weekend, there were a whole bunch of them. And I'll run down a few. So 15 people killed, 55 hurt in just the mass shootings, not the individual crimes. Philadelphia, 3 killed, 11 hurt. Phoenix, Arizona, 1 killed, 8 hurt, and on and on. So let me run them down for you. In Philadelphia, I told you last week that they have a gang problem, a drug gang problem, African-American gang. And that's in Chicago, in New York, in L.A., although there are some Hispanic gangs in L.A. doing the same thing. They're all armed. So in Philadelphia, three victims are killed. 34-year-old Gregory Jackson, African-American. 27-year-old Alexis Quinn, African-American. 22-year-old Christopher Minners, African-American. Of the 11 wounded, 10 were African-American, 1 white. Okay? Suspects. Nobody, no suspects. Are there any suspects here? I don't think so. I don't know. In Philadelphia, well, the suspects are African Americans. I can tell you that. Because it's a gang thing. That's Philadelphia. Now let's go to Somerton, South Carolina. Okay? 1 killed, 7 injured. The person killed is African American, 32-year-old Andriana Kind. No suspects, no description of suspects. Cops won't give out anything. The cops know, but they won't tell the media the ethnicity of the alleged gunman because they don't want to be called racist. But if it's a white shooter and African-American victims, you get it within 10 seconds. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Okay, Chattanooga, Tennessee. No descriptions of any suspects. Cops, stonewall. 3 dead, 14 injured. Total stonewall by the Chattanooga police. You won't say anything. But we know it's gangs. Phoenix, Arizona. 14-year-old girl killed, 8 others hurt. Okay? Phoenix PD, not telling you the race of the victims or their IDs. Nope, not going to give it up. But we know that this was in North Phoenix in an African-American neighborhood. It was at a party. 100 people attended the party. Eight were shot. One was killed. Okay. So the National Gang Center, that's an organization, says the total number of gang homicides from 2007 to 12 were above 10,000. And then they stopped doing the stats. We don't know why. Okay? Overwhelmingly, these were African-American victims. And it's old stats now, 10 years old. We can't get any updated stats. The FBI says there are 33,000 violent street gangs in the United States today. Not all African-American. There are motorcycle gangs, prison gangs, far-right crazy people. The press and the police organizations will not cover the African-American drug gang violence. Not going to do it. Because it goes against the progressive narrative that white people are attacking black people. When black people attack other black people, they don't want to report it. They don't. When a black person attacks a white, a little, but not much. Now, why would the cops buy into this? Because the cops are all subject to the mayors of the city. The police chief can be fired like that if the mayor doesn't like the police chief. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, okay, de Blasio in New York, he's gone, but, you know, the mayor, no. You don't tell him it's African Americans committing the violence. And they don't, they stonewall it, the cops do, out of self-preservation. So this is a horrible story. It's such a racist story. What about the millions of African Americans who are hardworking, who are living in these urban neighborhoods? Don't they deserve any protection? Don't they deserve the people trying to disarm the drug gangs in an effective way? Don't those people deserve that? No, not according to the progressive left. They want to stop the individual loons, and they're heinous, who killed the children in the Uvalde school. Yeah, but the drug gang thing is 10 times worse than that, as far as numbers are concerned. It's a 14-year-old girl dead. And they won't do it. They won't stop it. They won't even report it. Is that not racist? My question is, where are the African-American citizens? You should be marching about this. If you did that, then there would be some action. If you don't, this is going to continue ad infinitum because it's been going on for 15 years. And these drug gangs are more powerful than ever. They're more emboldened than ever. I said this last week. A cop can find you in New York City with an illegal gun, and you'll be out in bail in an hour. It's unbelievable. But in Los Angeles, one of the worst district attorneys in the country, Gascon, has told prosecutors not to prosecute the three strikes law, which says if you have three felonies convictions in California, you go to jail for life. As you should. This moron said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to bring the third felony count. Well, now a judge in the Second District Court of Appeals in California says you got to enforce the law. It's on the books. And Gascon, he's not going to enforce it. He's not going to do it. Now, he's going to be recalled because right now you need 566,857 signatures to recall a public official in L.A., more than 500 signatures are already gathered. This guy Gascon, he's going to go. But in the meantime, how many people have been killed and harmed because that man put his picture up again? He won't enforce the law. How many people have been killed because of this guy? And guess who his biggest benefactor is? George Soros. We're going to get into Soros heavily on Wednesday because he's doing so many bad things. It's incredible. But anyway, this guy's gone. He's done, but it's going to take a while to get him out. Tomorrow in San Francisco is a recall vote for Chesa Boudin. He's another DA who will not enforce the law, so the entire city of San Francisco has collapsed. He's going to get booted out. And then the mayor there, London Breed, appoints a temporary replacement for Boudin. However, the San Francisco Chronicle, the main newspaper, no, they don't want him. They want him to stay. Quote, Chesa Boudin is many things. Incompetent isn't one of them. Vote no on recall. Incompetent isn't one of them? San Francisco Chronicle? Let's walk outside. I was there 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God. The corruption in this country is worse than I've ever seen. Flat out corruption. Oregon. Now, the voters of Oregon are responsible for this. Okay. February 2021, Oregonians passed ballot measure 110, which decriminalized possession of hard narcotics. So if you have heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, anything like that, and the cops find you, you get a $100 fine. And it's waived if you go in for a health assessment. What's the result of that? All right. Overdoses in Oregon surging to record highs. One state legislature reports a 700% increase in drug use in Oregon since this. Hard drugs. 120% rise in OD deaths. You voted for it. January 6th committee. We all know what this is. Get Trump. Okay. So on Thursday night, ABC and CBS are going to carry the January 6th committee meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm sure the cables will do the same.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Why? Because they hate Trump. Now, Fox will have to carry it, I assume. And they don't necessarily hate Trump, but they don't like him on Fox. That's what this is all about. You watch if you want. I don't think too many people are going to watch. Could be wrong. All right, Wyoming. So I told you way back that Liz Cheney is not going to win. Only one congressional seat in Wyoming, that's the least populated state in the union. So according to the latest poll taken by the Club for Growth, Cheney has 26% supporting her. Her challenger on the Republican side, Harriet Hageman, 56%. You could have a prairie dog run against Liz Cheney, and there are plenty of them. In Wyoming, and the prairie dog would win. So Liz's last stand is the January 6th committee. And you wait and you see her on Thursday if you watch. Hates Trump. Just blinded by the hatred. Blinded by it. Notre Dame. changing its fight song to include the word daughters. Okay, throw those lyrics up. Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering her name. Send a volley cheer on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. What though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win over all, while her loyal sons and daughters march on to victory. Now, in the past, this song was written in 1843 or something. No. When was this written? I don't know. Early in the 20th century. It was just sons. Now it's daughters. They put daughters in. That's okay. I know Notre Dame's politically correct now. It's just like all the others. I know. But daughters is all right. A lot of women attending Notre Dame and their daughters. And can you say daughters, though? I don't know if you can say that anymore. You better watch it, Notre Dame. Stay in history, June 6, 1944, D-Day. So, killing Patton? You really want to know about what happened in the American victory, aided by the Brits and the Canadians? Killing Patton's book for you. So on this day, the Allies landed in Normandy, and there were five theaters. Omaha was the big one for the USA, Omaha Beach, and they overwhelmed the Nazi force. Casualties are incredible. Casualties, the Allies landed more than 2 million men. They came over from Great Britain, and they suffered 226,000 casualties. Wow. So more than 10% were hit. 73,000 killed or missing, 153,000 wounded on the Allied side. Germans lost 240,000 with 200,000 casualties captured. So more than 440,000 dead, wounded, or captured on the German side. About 20,000 French civilians died in that. Now, my colleague Martin Dugard has written a book called Taking Paris that deals with how the Allies defeated the Nazis. And that's a good book if you want to read that along with Killing Patton. I visited the American Cemetery at Normandy. It's a must. You got to go there. I've been there twice. Very emotional. You walk the beach, and they kept the same. And 100,000 Americans are buried in France. 100,000, World War II. The best movie, Steven Spielberg's Saving Private Ryan. Brilliant film. I don't like Spielberg. I think he hurts the country, but brilliant film. Okay, we got a mail segment and a compliment. I'm gonna compliment a company, an American company, in the final thought. Be right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, let's get to the mail. Melinda Dennis, Brighton, Colorado. Bill, the Democrats keep threatening to pack the Supreme Court. If Republicans regain all three branches of government, can they make an amendment that the Supreme Court would stay at 9? Yeah, very possible. You know, they have to follow protocol, but they could do it. It is that our system allows for that. Pete Koski, Ashland, Kentucky. Bill, how much responsibility for American decay do you attribute to the church, both Catholic and Protestant, losing its influence and credibility? I would put synagogues in there, too. Yeah, organized religion has declined dramatically, and a lot of it's fault. There's no doubt about it. Glenn Rich Creek, Fairfax, Virginia, banning guns will work as well as the days when alcohol was prohibited. You can't ban them, as Mexico proves. You're right. But there can be constraints. There can be constraints. George, concierge member, student loan debt cannot be forgiven. It can only be transferred to those who have nothing to do with it. Absolutely right. Biden tries that. He's going to lose in court if he tries it. Alice, our immature prime minister, Justin Trudeau, Alice, obviously Canadian, is so stupid that he does what Biden does. This is why we in Canada suffer. I think he's worse. I think Trudeau's worse than Biden. Maybe not. Donna Jason, Port Washington, New York. I find it ironic that John Hinckley Jr., who almost assassinated President Reagan, will be released without any restriction, while Mark David Chapman, who assassinated John Lennon, was recently denied parole. But Donna, you got to take into consideration that it's two different things, two different individuals. So I'm not sure if that is fair. I'm not sure about that. And Lois Grundell, thank you for the book, Killing the Killers. All your books are most interesting history. School history was boring to me. That's why we're livening it up, Lois. You read these books. You read all 12. There are 11. There's going to be a 12th in the fall. You'll know your country, top to bottom. Okay, Father's Day, let's get on it. Killing the Killers, you buy from us, we'll give you Killing the Mob free. We got the mugs, the made Stand Up For Your Country mugs. There's Killing the Killer and Mob. This is a great gift for Dad. It'll keep him quiet for a while, too. He'll be reading. We got the mugs. We got everything in the BillO'Reilly.com store. Word of the day, don't be a coxcomb. C-O-X-C-O-M-B. Coxcomb, great word. Back with a final thought in a moment.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay, here is a final thought of the day. You know, I'm a big complainer, you know that. And I lace companies that don't do the right thing. But I'm going to flatter a company, praise a company today. We had a dealing with Pottery Barn, which is a subsidiary of Williams-Sonoma. And the president of Pottery Barn, Laura Alber. There's Laura. She helped us out. And she didn't have to. It wasn't an emergency. It was what they call a courtesy. So we're big Pottery Barn fans now. Because you know how bad service is a lot of these areas? But Pottery Barn stepped up. Way to go. Thank you. Thank you. And we thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We got a busy week. We're all over everything. We hope you check in every day. We will see you tomorrow.